So welcome to Outsource Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, Amber Crystal, author of the book, A Call to the Wilderness, A Pursuit to Purpose and Destiny. Thank you, Amber, for being here.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here.
So, Amber, to start, I would like to ask, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, well, I am originally from South Carolina. I'm going to say a little joke here. Most people don't know that I am, I don't look my age. I get that all the time, but I don't mind telling it. I'm 45, but most people think I'm like, yeah.
You are beautiful, girl. You are beautiful. So believe me.
And I love telling it. So that's like a little joke because a lot of people think I'm like late 20s, like early 30s, late 30s. I'm like, no, I'm 45. I have been in movies, magazines. I've been a board certified licensed aesthetic instructor for about 5 years. I've been in an esthetician for about 10 years, a little over 10 years. I've dropped a national makeup DVD many years ago. So I've done a lot in the media. I'm really in the media heavy, if you Google me, I guess. I say it like that. So yeah, that's just a little bit about me. I've been a believer for over 20 years. My faith in God is very important to me. That's what leads and guides in everything that I do. So yeah, a little bit about me.
Nice. And yeah, you don't look like 45 at all. No. But you're gorgeous and you look very young. So enjoy.
Thank you.
And what led you to become a writer? Was it something you always, you know, think about, or it just happened?
Interesting enough. No, I've been writing for over a decade, you know, for magazines and different things like that. I have other books out. It's more so in makeup and you know, the field that I was in. And I'm still in it, but not as much. But what led me to write this book is I've gone through my own personal wilderness. And I think I was out one day and I just heard the book title, A Call to the Wilderness. I think I was praying, honestly. And I heard the title, A Call to the Wilderness, A Pursuit to Purpose and Destiny. And that is what the wilderness is all about. It will bring you to a purpose and a destiny that you didn't even know that was inside of you. So yeah.
Nice. Do you remember the exact moment the idea for this book came to you? Like, you think, I need to write this?
Yeah, I was actually homeless. I was homeless. I was living in my car. Just trying to survive in life. And I heard a call to the wilderness. It was like the Lord was telling me, you are called to the wilderness to pursue destiny. I have destiny for you. And you will find it in the wilderness.
And right now, what does writing mean to you on a personal level?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because as you're asking me that question, I hear Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. So when you are writing something, you are connecting to it and you're connecting to that vision that you're writing spiritually. Everything happens in the spirit first, then it manifests in the natural. Of course, I used to teach elementary school for 15 years. And then I went into aesthetics and I taught at beauty academies for 5 years. So one of the things I used to tell my students is I love pens and paper and I love highlighters and pencil and things of that nature. So I tell my students every day, please come with your pens, your pencils, your paper, everything, your highlighters, because I want you to take notes when I teach from your book, because when you're taking notes, when you're connecting and writing, it gets into your spirit and it becomes real for you.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good advice. And for those just discovering your work, how would you describe A Call to the Wilderness?
How would I describe A Call to the Wilderness? You have to be called to the wilderness by God. Now, I know things happen to people's lives all the time. There's things that are unexpectedly that happen. Unexpectedly, you could be called to the wilderness, but it is how you handle when you are called to the wilderness. Are you going to be angry? That does happen. We do have human emotions. Are you going to stay angry, or are you going to learn from this, or are you going to get into your time and ask God, God, I'm in this wilderness. What do you want me to learn? So you have to be called to it, and you can be called to it unexpectedly, which is okay. It's how you handle how you've been called to the wilderness.
Yeah. And this book, who is this book writing for? What kind of readers did you have in mind?
Anyone that has gone through any type of unexpected trauma, brokenness, heartache. That is what a call to the wilderness is about. If you've gone through anything, I don't care what it may be, a call to the wilderness is, it's for you, because it will lead you down a path of spirituality that will begin to make you healed, whole, and mature in areas of your life that will actually push you to that journey of destiny.
And you know, I feel that there's a strong sense of transformation in this book. How do you define personal or spiritual growth?
Growth? Wow. Okay, so isolation. Now, I know a lot of people have their idea of what isolation is about negatively, but A Call to the Wilderness talks about a little bit about isolation in a sense. I was called into isolation. And I was called by God into isolation. This was not Amber just feeling all, oh, I just need to go and sit alone. No, this was God calling me to isolation. That is what's going to begin your transformation, spiritual growth. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, well, what if I'm around people? What if this? What if that? There's so many excuses that a lot of people use, in a sense, when it's time to be drawn into isolation. But this is what I love to tell people. When you are in a prayer time, this is just me coming, you know, in this interview as a believer. When you are in your prayer time and you ask God, God, you know, I feel like you're drawing me to yourself. I feel like you're drawing me into isolation. That may be the word that you use. God will begin to lead and guide you into that level of isolation for transformation.
Yeah, and I believe, or probably it happened, there were... I bet there were moments in your own life that made you really question or affirm your purpose in your life.
Yes, that's good. Yes, there were many moments. What I did not share is in April, I was just affirmed as a prophetic voice in the Christian community. So anytime I am on an interview, I don't care if it's a secular interview or a Christian interview, I flow in the prophetic. I'm asked questions. I make sure I'm connected to the Holy Spirit so that I can give accurate wisdom out in the media. And so when it comes down to, you know, me transforming and my life changing, I had to connect with God in such a deeper way. I think the wilderness caused me to connect with God in such a different way. Deeper way that it has helped me in the media. I mean, if anyone has looked at my Instagram, I've had media in the last couple of months just come out of nowhere. And it is a prophetic declaration to help the world through the media become healed, whole, and mature in areas in their life, and also to help them find true beauty from within.
That's a beautiful message. And what was the writing process like for you? You know, some of the authors, they say that it was very natural. They write every day. And for you, how was the process of writing this book?
It's not writing every day for me. It's almost like preparing a sermon, because I do minister, I do preach. And I'll just go about my day. You know how you're just going about your day, you're in the car, you're going to the store, you're going to the mall, you're getting your feet done, whatever. And God begins to talk to me. And I'll have a pen and I said, oh, I need to write that down. See, I'm the type of author, I wait for it to come to me. I don't try to force anything. Because a lot of times when you're forcing something, it can go into a place of unauthentic writing. That's what I call it. It's almost kind of like you're just writing something just to write a book. No. I want to be led to write certain things. I want to be led to preach certain things. And that can only really come from God.
And how long did it take to write or complete this manuscript?
Maybe a couple of months. And I say that because I was actually homeless at the time. So I had to kind of go through different channels to get it, you know, out there. But I was actually going through at this time of writing this book. So it took a couple of months, yeah.
And were there parts of the book that were like especially emotional or difficult to write in this process?
Yes, I think the part where I shared where I would go into gas stations and wash up, I would go, I think, the gym and wash up. I'm paraphrasing, I don't have it memorized, but, you know, to the gas station and wash up because I didn't have any place to live. So that's where I actually had to kind of take care of myself in a sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And you were doing both. And that makes me think, how did you stay motivated through these ups and downs of writing and also publishing?
My faith in God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I did not see how I was going to come out of this, but I knew that I was going to come out. See, I've been a believer for a long time. I mean, over 2 decades. And I have seen the hand of God in many other people's lives, but I've experienced personally in my own life. And I knew that God had something up his sleeve for me, but I couldn't see it at the time. And this is what I want to tell people. Never go by natural eyesight. One of the things I used to tell my students in class, now I didn't bring religiosity or religion in the class. I use that word very loosely because I actually have a relationship with God. It's a difference. And I did not bring that into the classroom. But one of the things I used to tell them, all things work well together for your good, even when it does not look good. That is a affirmation that I walk and talk with every day. It does not matter what has happened to me. All things work well together for your good, even when it doesn't look good. And the reason why I kind of had to flip that scripture around is because I was in a secular environment. I have to be careful when you're in those environments not to feel like you want to try to push a relationship with God on people. But they always ask me, and I would kind of flip it around, and that was my favorite line. All things work well together for my good, even when it doesn't look good.
Yeah, and right now, what do you think, what has been the most rewarding thing or part of being an author?
Being free to write a lot of things that I've gone through. See, I'm in a place of continuing to become healed, whole, and mature in areas of my life, spiritually and naturally. And freedom is the number one thing I tell people that you need to try and buy. When you find freedom for real, oh my God, your life changes. You can really just pursue and really your goals and everything that you desire really becomes effortless. I promise you it does. It becomes effortless. Things just begin to happen in your life. I mean, I've had things that I didn't even pray for. I'm like, what? How did they find me? Like, I sometimes I question. I'm like, what did they find me? How did that happen? Only God.
Yeah, and looking back right now, what did this book teach you, like about yourself or your path?
It taught me if you can go through the wilderness, you can go through anything. If you can go through being homeless, if you can go through anything, if you go through wilderness, you can go through anything. I promise you. Like, I don't know how many people have ever been homeless or have not had a place to stay, have struggled for many years. This is not just a couple of months ago. This was years that I've gone through many difficult things, including homelessness. And if you can go through that, you can get through anything. I promise you, you can.
And how do you hope readers feel after finishing A Call to the Wilderness?
Oh, motivated. And most of them, I would say they're going to feel motivated. I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of them have either gone through something, coming out of something, or maybe going to go through something. So if you're in any of those three genres that I just named, when you finish reading A Call to the Wilderness, not only are you going to feel motivated, but you're definitely going to feel motivated spiritually first. That's the number one. Spiritually first, and then it's going to transform and transfer into your natural life. And then you will begin to see your life coming together.
And right now, what kind of feedback have you received so far from the readers? Any story that surprised you?
Yes, I've gotten two awards, one in the UK. I was just flabbergasted because that's not why I wrote the book. I wasn't going for awards. I'm very introverted. I know it doesn't seem like that on interviews and when I'm talking with people, but I'm very introverted. I'm very quiet. I'm melancholy, to be honest with you. And so when I got the email, I was like, what? I just couldn't believe it. They read the book. They were extremely moved by the book. And I think I have to honestly say the spirituality in the book and also what I went through in the book, what I shared a little bit about being homeless, what I shared, I think that touched people because I want to be relatable to people. I just don't want to put material out there just to put material out there to be in the media. I want to be relatable. And there's a lot of people that have gone through unhealed, broken areas in their life, and they need healness, wholeness, and maturity to help them through it.
Yeah, that's true. And it's good that you're connecting with people that you didn't think about, but look the change that you are making. And also, I have a question. Are you working on any new projects or books?
Yes, I do have another book coming out. I also have a prophetic prayer journal coming out. And I have something coming out in 26. Yeah.
Nice. So you keep writing, and that's a good thing. And where can listeners find your book, follow your journey, connect with you online?
Yes, I do have Instagram and Facebook. It's at I Am Amber Crystal, and that's with a K. Of course, I have a website, www.hwmministries.com, and you can also find my book either on my website or either on Amazon.
Nice. So right now they can go. Please don't forget to go and look at her book. And thank you, Amber. It has been a pleasure to have you here on Authors Radio. And thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check her book. Thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.